It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Our listener Abe reached out to us, and he let us know that his best friend's son, he says, my best friend's son I've been looking after since his death, asked me if he can start calling me dad. Would it be weird or wrong for me to start allowing this? Somewhat of a touching message this morning, and I figured why not share this for Parental Confidential. Abe's been listening to the show for a long time.
Okay.
Here's the original message we got from him this week. It says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Good morning. I'll try and keep this short, especially if you end up reading it on the air. My neighbor passed away 2 years back. He was a single father. He was one of my closest friends. He was in his mid-30s and one of my closest friends since childhood. He was ill for several years before his passing. He made me promise that I'd look after his kid if anything happened, and I agreed, and I meant it. I had already been helping out a lot with him before his passing due to his failing health. I expected if I ever was going to have to take over fully for there to be more of a slower transition with the chance to say goodbye at some point. It was all very sad when it all happened because he ended up passing away from a tragic accident and not his illness.
Mm.
And immediately following his death, his 7-year-old son came to stay with me. And before I had been told what had happened, the kid had already asked the police to bring him across the street to me that night. And words cannot express how quickly my heart sank when I saw this kid staring off into space at my front door with two police officers on either side of him. And we got visits from social workers from time to time for most of the first year, but we have really been left on our own since. It's been 2 years now. And the other night I took him out to dinner and he looked at me and he said, you know, can I start calling you dad? And I was incredibly touched, but also taken back. I really didn't know what to say. And I told him, yeah, we can discuss it. This past Monday, I was really excited about the idea. When I shared the news with a coworker, she told me I should probably have just have him continue to call me the nickname he has always called me or refer to me as uncle or something. Which he's never called me, so I'm not down with that. She's trying to make it sound like I'm trying to paint over or somehow disrespect his father. And now that has me worried that he might grow up to feel the same and maybe resent me. I guess I'm just looking for some advice. Would it be weird or wrong for me to start allowing this? I think it's not the kind of thing I can undo once I commit to a change this big. So I just want to be sure I do everything right. And now my coworker has me doubting myself.
Interesting.
And that came in from our buddy Abe there.
That's a hard thing to be a part of.
Yeah, and he's not wrong. You commit to that. You can't go back.
Right.
And it sounds to me at this point, it's been a couple of years. It sounds like that's his dad now. If it were up to me, I'd say 100%, let the kid call you dad. If he's been in your care for that long, I mean, what's going to change at this point?
I don't know. I totally understand where she's coming from because you're not his dad. You know what I mean? You're just not. And it's not like the dad just up and left out of nowhere one day. You know how sometimes if people's father figures leave and then their parent gets a new spouse or whatever, and then they're like, that's my dad. It's not like that. Like he passed. So I do think it's a sensitive topic. I do think it's different though, because he was the one who initiated the ask. So
yeah, I mean,
it's not like Abe's over here saying, you're going to call me dad now. Like the kid is the one who wanted to do it.
What do you guys think? 585-252-9800. Give us a call or a text. Audrey weighed in. Audrey says, nah, you're a dad now. Own it. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise. The kids certainly think so. So some random coworker who hasn't lived it doesn't get a say.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody else is in your shoes, Abe. I mean, first of all, good on you for picking
stepping
up.
Stepping in.
Yeah, yeah, stepping in like that. How many people would actually do that?
Right. This person says, instead of dad, maybe he can call him his own version of pops or papa. I mean, there's 100 different things you could say that people use to describe their dad. This person says, not me crying in my car at 7 a.m. What a sad story. I would let the child call him dad if the child wants to. He will always be remembered. He will always remember his actual father who passed, though.
Yeah, Matt says, your coworker does not have your best interest at heart. Don't listen to her. There's always someone who tries to suck the joy out of everything. The fact that you open your home to this kid with no hesitation says a lot about you. Let the child call you dad. It was his idea, but it sounds like you practically already are.
Right. For sure.
That's what it sounds like.
This is...
Oh,
this
somebody is else tough. Is crying.
Somebody else is crying.
I'm 8 weeks pregnant, so very hormonal, but I'm tearing up listening to what a good guy Abe is. He doesn't owe anyone anything, and there are so many guys out there today who don't show up in their kid's life. Abe, let this child call you dad if he wants. You're a hero in his eyes. I'm sure he appreciates hearing that.
But
he said he went into work Monday, and he obviously put some thought into this, and he was filled with joy by the thought of it, and then his coworker came and pretty much deflated the whole idea. Now he's doubting himself.
This person texts in, longtime stepson here, it's up to the kid.
It is. Yeah.
This person says, it's the kid's choice. That man should feel honored and accepted. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Accepted as such, because like I said at the beginning, he's the one that came up with this idea. It's not
right.
Like anyone else put it in his head.
Yeah, I think at this point it really is about the child. It's not about Abe or his feelings at this point anymore. It's really about what does that kid need? What does he want?
Mm-hmm.
And clearly he wants to be able to call Abe dad.
Right.
He's been in his care for a couple of years. I don't think he's old enough to remember his dad. He was probably traumatized in what happened. I don't know what that tragic accident was, but who's the first person he went to? Walked right across the street to Abe's house.
Right.
My ex is a deadbeat. I have a 6-year-old daughter and her dad walked out 6 years ago. Good for you for stepping up, Abe. Phil is here. Phil says your friend would want his child to feel safe and happy. And right now he needs a dad to feel that way. You are that dad.
This person says, I don't think it's disrespectful to his biological father. I think the poor boy just wants some sense of normalcy. And that is his dad now.
Yeah.
That does not replace his biological father from the passing.
Yeah. And, you know, Abe's best friend who passed, the original biological father said, promise me whatever happens to me, you'll take care of my son.
Right.
And that's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And now the boy wants
He's doing right by him for sure.
Yeah, 100%. He wants to just be able to call him dad. It's
yeah.
Like, why not? Let him. These are all great messages. Thank you, guys. And Abe, thank you so much for the vulnerability this morning. That's a tough situation, but you're doing right by that kid.
Absolutely.
And everybody obviously on the text line here agrees. So thank you, guys. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.